说一个可能会得罪很多人的暴论。
Let me say something that might offend a lot of people.
中华文化的糟粕，排名第一的就是下饭文化。
The first drawback of Chinese culture is the eat together culture.
什么是下饭文化呢？
What is the comfort food culture?
就是主食占中心。
The main course is in the center.
每一餐必须有米饭、面、馒头。
Every meal must have rice, noodles, and steamed buns.
因为哪怕到了上个世纪，
Because even in the last century,
肉蛋奶都是稀缺物。
Meat, eggs, and milk are scarce.
那些体力工作者为了迅速补充能量，
Those who do physical labor in order to quickly replenish energy,
就要吃够主食。
Make sure to eat enough staple foods.
怎么吃够呢？
How to eat enough?
大部分中餐烹饪一般都是高油。
Most Chinese cuisine is high in oil.
高温快炒，重调味。
High heat stir frying with heavy seasoning.
配菜用来服务于主食。
Side dishes are used to complement the main course.
换句话说，
In other words,
中餐的菜
Chinese cuisine,
其最终目的都是拿来配饭的，下饭。
Their ultimate purpose is to be side dishes that go well with rice.
成了中餐雷打不动的评价体系。
This has become a standard for Chinese cuisine.
在很多老一辈的观念里，
In many older generations' views,
一顿正经的午餐就是炒菜加米饭，吃得香，好下饭，就是对一顿饭的最高评价。
A proper lunch is a delicious and satisfying meal of stir-fried dishes with rice, which is the highest compliment to a meal.
在我们这儿
In our place,
你要是说你早上吃沙拉面包
If you say that you ate a salad sandwich for breakfast,
包中午吃个汉堡
Have a hamburger for lunch
宝大部分人要么觉得你装小资生
Most people either think you're pretentious
或要么觉得你吃得很对付
Either you're enjoying the food a lot
不在老一辈的看来
In the eyes of older generations
来什么外国汉堡完全是小孩食物
What foreign hamburger is completely for children?
垃圾食品
Junk food
就拿西方的牛肉汉堡来说
Taking the Western style beef hamburger as an example
可能还真不是你想象的那样
It might actually be different than you thought
首先
First
汉堡的外皮是碳水化合物
The crust of the hamburger is made from carbohydrates.
牛肉饼是蛋白质和脂肪，生菜。
Beef patties are a source of protein and fat.
番茄是少量微量元素。
Tomatoes are low in micronutrients.
如果再少一点或者不加酱料的话，
If it's a little less or without any source,
就是一个非常明确的碳水加蛋白质
A very clear carbohydrate and protein.
加脂肪加纤维素的组合。
The combination of fat and fiber.
其实足够健康了。
Actually, I'm quite healthy.
甚至是一顿理想中的减脂期午餐。
Even an ideal weight loss lunch.
而西餐呢，一直是没有主食概念的，菜。
And Western cuisine has always lacked the concept of a main course.
就是主体。
The main thing is,
没有必须吃主食的执念。
No obsession with having to eat staple foods.
很多人的观念里，
In many people's perception,
西餐要么是汉堡牛排。
Western food is either hamburgers or steak.
要么就是干巴的面包。
Either dry bread or a loaf of bread.
土豆，就像中餐还分八大菜系。
Potatoes are like the eight major cuisines of Chinese cuisine.
南北风味，西餐的概念非常广泛。
The concept of northern and southern flavors Western cuisine is very broad.
但要论举世闻名
But if to be famous,
论风味，论健康
Discussing flavor and health,
西餐都有一个共同的祖宗，地
Western cuisine has a common ancestor.
中海饮食在西餐
Mediterranean diet in Western cuisine.
鄙视链中最底层的白人家庭吃麦当劳的炸鸡薯条。
The lowest level white family in the hierarchy of contempt eats McDonald's fried chicken and French fries.
各个身形超标。
Each one is overweight.
而白人精英阶层吃的都是地中海那一套。
The elite white class eats Mediterranean food.
即没有必须吃主食的概念。
There is no concept of having to eat staple foods.
一餐可以是鱼橄榄油
One meal can be fish with olive oil.
沙拉
Salad
坚果发酵食品
Not based fermented food.
不是因为它时髦
Not because it's fashionable.
而是因为这种饮食几乎没有代谢副作用
Instead, this diet has almost no metabolic side effects.
我们很多国内老人尤其迷恋虫草。
We, many domestic elderly people, are particularly fond of cordyceps.
燕窝等珍稀补品。
Bird's nest and other rare health products.
觉得越贵越大补。
I feel that the more expensive it is, the better the compensation.
结果费钱又费力。
It's expensive and exhausting.
但这些往往都是水很深的传统中式养生误区。
But these are often just shallow traditional Chinese health misconceptions.
就拿营养和健康来说。
Regarding nutrition and health.
最适合咱们国内老人的。
The most suitable for elderly people in our country.
恰恰是这种很少有人普及的地中海饮食。
This is a Mediterranean diet, which is not very popular.
这也是全世界长寿养生专家的共识。
This is also the consensus of longevity and health experts worldwide.
你比如上个世纪八十年代老美的营养学专家曾以地中海饮食为核心
For example, in the 1980s, American nutrition experts based their research on the Mediterranean diet
发起过一个身体重置计划
Launched a body reset program
什么是身体重置计划呢
What is a body reset plan?
它是一项专门针对50加以上的银发人群所面临的困境。
It is a program specifically designed for the challenges faced by the elderly population over 50.
体重
Weight
管理
Management
肌肉流失
Muscle loss
慢性炎症等多项健康隐患
Chronic inflammation and many other health problems.
所设计的中老年食补加锻炼的一系列养生计划
The series of health plans for seniors and middle-aged people
并且这个计划通过了100多位营养学家
In addition, the plan was approved by over 100 nutritionists
医生以及健身教练的专业认证
Medical and fitness coach certifications
含金量和权威性都是世界级的。
The value and authority are world class.
关于怎么吃
About how to eat.
对怎么锻炼以及六大基础操作技巧都被记录在了这本同名养生书《身体重置》里。
This book, titled Body Reset, contains detailed records of how to exercise and 6 fundamental operating techniques.
两年前
Two years ago,
这款同名书一经出版
This book with the same title was published.
便成为亚马逊排名前三的饮食锻炼手册。
Became one of the top three fitness and nutrition guides on Amazon.
书中五大食补观念影响了数千万人的饮食安排。
The five dietary concepts in the book have influenced the diets of millions of people.
比如
For example, 1.
蛋白质定时定量法
Protein timing and dosage.
每餐保证足够的优质蛋白
Ensure adequate and high quality protein intake at every meal.
拒绝空腹喝粥
Do not drink soup on an empty stomach. 2.
高纤维主食优先，用全谷物、豆类代替。
Prioritize high-fiber staple foods, replacing them with whole grain legumes.
精致碳水。
Find carbohydrates.
3. 彩虹配色蔬果，用多样颜色的水果和蔬菜。
Rainbow-colored fruits and vegetables, using a variety of colors of fruits and vegetables.
满足抗氧化需求。
Meet antioxidant needs.
4. 补充适量健康脂肪。
Add a moderate amount of healthy fats.
如坚果。
Like nuts.
鱼油。
Fish oil.
橄榄油等。
Olive oil, etc.
5. 配合适当的运动，力量训练与有氧结合。
Combine appropriate exercise and strength training with aerobic exercises.
巩固肌肉与心肺功能。
Strengthen muscles and cardiovascular function.
关于每一餐怎么配比，怎么吃。
Regarding how to match and eat each meal.
怎么锻炼
How to exercise
书中很多观念都与我们熟知的养生概念截然相反
Many of the concepts in the book are contrary to our familiar health and wellness ideas
实用性和启发性都很高
Both are practical and inspiring
人生四十
Life at 40
刚好走到养生的门槛
Just about to cross the threshold of health.
50年过半百靠的不是什么医学奇迹。
Half a century has passed, and it's not about medical miracles.
而是最朴实的好好吃饭，慢慢变强。
Instead, it's about being practical and steadily improving.
关于吃什么吃
What to eat?
对什么50加以上的年龄
For people over the age of 50,
怎么越活越有劲
How to stay energetic and full of life
答案都在这本书里了
The answers are all in this book